Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. This is part three from a four-part series of The God Kind of Faith. My name's Gary Stevens, and the topics today will be Do Not Wait for God, He's Waiting for You, Spiritual World and the Natural World, The Promises I Receive Through Faith. Let us start with topic number four, Do Not Wait for God, He's Waiting for You. If you are born again, you are in Christ Jesus already. The work is already finished. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. In this scripture, Hebrews chapter 10, 38, it says, Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. This scripture is basically saying, because you're complete in Christ Jesus as a new creation, you now live your life by faith. In the world system before, you were living it by the opposite of faith called fear. Throughout many Christians' lives, they say, I'm waiting for God to do it for me. God, you heal the person. You heal me. And God is saying, no, you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. You have the promises of God. You have the faith that I have given you, says God. I want you to operate as my child, to operate by faith and bring it to pass. What the Father God wants from every believer, whether a male or female, son or a daughter, God wants every believer that is born again to grow up spiritually, to operate by faith and do what Jesus did. Many Christians are waiting for God to do it for them. What do I mean by that? They say, well, I'm waiting on God. But in reality, God's waiting for the believer, the body of Christ, to do his work. God has provided the believer today with all the victories in every area of a person's lives, spirit, soul, body, financial, social, marital, and in ministry. Jesus has defeated the devil, and he's put that victory in the hands of the believer. But God expects the believer to operate by faith in the word and to enforce that victory over the kingdom of darkness. Let us now go to the next topic called spiritual world and the natural world. God is spirit and he lives in the spiritual world. He's not flesh like we are, but God is spirit and he lives in the spiritual world. Man is a spirit also, but a three-part being in the natural world, still controlled and influenced by the spiritual world. Let me just get this quite clear here. There is a natural world and there's a spiritual world. The natural world is the child of the parent, which is called the spiritual world. So from the spiritual world came the natural world. Therefore, the natural world is still controlled by the spiritual world or spiritual laws. And God wants us to operate in those things. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 23, we read, And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that called you and also will do it. As born-again believers, recreated in the image of God, we must learn to operate out of our spirit man by faith and words, using the word of God and the authority that God gave us in the name of Jesus. We are God's children and he expects us to operate like Jesus did. Let me explain a little bit more about the believing system in a human being. We have a natural believing system on the inside of every person, but when we became born again, our believing system, the natural believing system, was converted into a believer that now could believe for things that we could not see with our eyes or with our senses. Your believer has been lifted up to be able to operate and believe for things in the supernatural, just like God. Let us now go to the next topic called The Promises I Receive by Faith. Why is faith so important to the believer? Because the promises of God are received or inherited by faith. A believer must understand how the system operates so they can work it and use it to their advantage. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12, that you be not slothful or sluggish or lazy, but followers of them through faith and patience inherit the promises. You see in this scripture very clearly, it's through faith and patience that we inherit the promises of God or the hope of the gospel. These promises come into our lives as we operate by faith as believers, but we also operate in patience. Quite often, the promises of God will take time to manifest or become true or become real or become into reality. Therefore, the spiritual force of patience works together with faith to bring the promise, to bring the hope of the gospel into a reality in a person's life. The promises of God are received into the natural realm or into the world when we learn to speak out words of faith of God. Where do we get our faith from? It comes from the Word of God. The Word of God is also called the hope of the gospel, and it anchors our soul or keeps our soul balanced and stable. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith does not come any other way to the believer except through hearing and hearing and hearing. You may receive a certain amount of faith by reading, but the Bible is very clear. The faith that we need to move mountains, to remove problems in our lives, it comes by hearing the Word of God. That Word contains the power of God, the faith of God, and when we hear it, it goes into our natural ears, down into our spiritual ears of our spiritual man, and faith starts to build up regarding a promise of God. Let me just now summarize how the system works. We hear the Word of God being preached. It goes into our natural ear. It goes into our natural ear. It goes down into our spiritual ear of our spirit man on the inside of us. When it goes into our spirit man, God's faith is released regarding that promise, regarding that word in our spirit man, and our spirit man starts to build up faith on the inside. The spirit man then starts to see that image on the inside of the promise. And as we keep on confessing it, as we keep on hearing it, that image becomes stronger and stronger and stronger to the point where we can actually speak it out of our mouth in faith, believing that it will come to pass. Because what we see on the inside is greater than what we see on the outside with the problem. Reading from James chapter 2, verse 17, it says, "Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." What's the Bible saying here? The Bible says that when you believe something and you confess it out your mouth, your actions have to be equal to or coincide or correspond to what you're saying. For an example, if you say, "By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed," but you confess sickness all the time, your corresponding actions don't match with the faith, and then your faith will not work. So it's very important that when you confess something on the Word of God by faith, that you believe it in your heart or your spirit, and your actions correspond to what you believe. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've again enjoyed the subject and the topics. We'll continue on with part 4 in the next series. Thank you, and God bless.